Hello, everybody. This is episode 20 of the TryGames.net podcast, and for the 20th episode, we're doing nothing special. Here with
you. Yay!
The rest of you sound so excited, as we should be.
Excited.
Ooh, Tony, excited. I am here with the usual crew. Tony gets for spilling. Hello.
Hello.
What? You're pointless. No. You're pointless. Pointless. Al, a.k.a. the Antipode.
Aro.
You're Japanese all of a sudden. Ethan.
God damn it. Fucking
Ethan's
school sucks.
Pissed at the moment.
And
why?
The mailbags. Everybody's got one. Everybody's got one. So...
This is Austin and the mailbags.
Mailbags! Mailbags!
Yes. Band.
What are we talking about today?
Yeah.
We're talking about the Tokyo Game Show, which has just finished
Tokyo
up.
Tokyo Game Show!
In all Japan.
Let's talk about something.
First... But first, what is new with you? And I'm going to pick a name out of a hat. What is new with you, Tony? What have you been playing?
Actually, like me and Ethan, we could feel this one. We've been playing Empire Earth 2 online.
Ooh.
Yay!
Whee!
Tony's computer actually runs something.
It's incredible.
Holy shit.
Ethan, what's your take on it?
Yeah, it's fun.
Thank you, Ethan.
Thank you, Ethan.
Color commentary from Ethan.
This episode is over. Thank Ethan.
The AI in the game is really good, and it's really hard. If you can, we play, you know, the two of us against one enemy on hardest, and it's kind of a laughing matter. When we play the two of us against hard, it's kind of a laughing matter. So, come up with some different strategies. I like the fact that you can play co-op on the same team and control all the same resources, or have two different teams in co-op mode. That's really cool. We've been most successful on doing the same team, managing each other's resources for a while, and then kind of Tony handles resources and I'll handle military, but we at least can focus our units to, like, one area instead of starting in two distant areas.
Mm-hmm.
But we've yet to beat the enemy a single time. It's impressive. In the last version, some of the problems were you could create, like, a hole in your fence, and then the enemies would consistently attack in that hole, and
like
then you can just kind of bring all your troops around there and put a lot of defenses in one place and blow them away. In this one, it makes it much more difficult because you're forced to geographically expand if you want to increase your technology and increase your number of buildings you can build. Mm-hmm. And it also limits the number of defense things you can build within a certain geographic area.
And therein lies the problem, because each area has a limited amount of buildings that you can build, as you said. Like, for instance, you could only have 7 towers within a given area. And
really?
You have
two fortresses. And the area is pretty big, so it's not, like, it's hard.
Wait, so they actually...
I'm sorry.
They actually, like, plan out these borders and say, okay, within these borders...
Yep,
wow,
and you see them. It's like a little map. So they'll be, like, grayed out, but they'll be on the map. And then when you take one over, the inside color turns your color, and the outside color remains a dotted line. When you take over that...
Now, here's the problem. Well, whereas you're on... let's say you take over another region, okay? So now you have 2 regions in your control. By the time you do that, the computer has 10. So, and then he has a massive army. The AI is just ridiculous.
Well, the great thing about the AI also, the change that we noticed was it's very smart in terms of flanking. It doesn't just attack you from the direction, like, you know, where the enemy was. It doesn't just attack you from there.
It's like a velociraptor.
It really does encircle you and attack you from a number of different places. It's really good AI. It's just hard. It's very difficult.
Do you think that building limitation within a certain boundary, to you, is that something that adds to the strategy and the challenge, or is it just like a design flaw that they're just like, let's make it harder by making them, you know, not be able to put this many buildings here, and let's just throw it in there.
It definitely does add to the challenge, and it does force you to plan out what you're going to build and where, which is like, it's kind of a double-edged sword.
Right. What I'm saying is, does it feel like an artificially added challenge? You know, things like what I'm saying is things like, for example, the original Castlevania will say, "Oh, it's a difficult game because they made the jumping difficult." But it's like, well, no, they messed up the jumping. It doesn't feel natural. That's why it's difficult. You know what I mean?
Does
it feel to you like Like, they're no, like, oh, let's just kind of throw this in there, and it ends up being a design flaw?
No, it feels,
or
it feels natural, only because...
No, it doesn't... Alright,
no,
I'll
it
disagree,
feels natural only because in the original game, you could build, like, 15 towers in front of anything, you know? And the only thing that limited you was your resources.
Mm.
Now, it's you know, your resources are just part of the problem. So it does feel natural that, you know, that they wanted to add the non-cheating factor of, and the more strategy... forming sector of this game, but it's a double-edged sword, as I said. I really don't like it. I don't. I like the freedom of building whatever I wanted where. You know, and just the expansion is kind of, like, iffy, because if you expand in the next area, you've got to expand in it so in such a way that it protects the other area that you just came from. That's also a double-edged sword, okay? Yes, it feels natural, but no, I don't like it.
So, Ethan, you had a different opinion?
No, I mean, it's not that different. I agree in the sense that, to me, it feels like an unnatural element of the game. To me, it removes from the realism, yet adds, like, an element of strategy.
Okay.
But I'd rather have that realism. Like, the fact is, if I want to build a bunch of buildings clustered together, I should be able to do that, and the game should be able to handle that in a different way. It shouldn't add this level of unrealism to force a more realistic strategy. Do you know what I mean?
Like, instead of having a boundary, then they would have, like, some kind of, like, rating for, like, the maintenance required to uphold certain buildings. Like, if you tried to build, like, 7 fortresses within a boundary, like, the maintenance required would, like, go through the roof and you'd lose some resources instead of just saying, or something like that.
I would look at it in a realistic sense. If you're building a civilization and you build everything very, very close together,
Some
things are going to go wrong and other things are going to go right. It's going to be way easier to corral all your troops into these buildings and defend yourself, yet at the same time, maybe your transportation infrastructure is way slower. So maybe you're gathering resources slower because you don't have wide enough streets. That kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Imposing some artificial, like, this is a city block. You can only have one...
You're forced... Exactly.
Right. Like, you can only have one telephone pole here because we said so.
Exactly.
Right. I gotcha.
Thanks, Ma Bell.
So that's it for the both of you?
Yeah.
Other
than that, I'm looking forward to this new game. Well, I'm not actually not looking forward to it because I just saw the reviews for it. Thanks, Ethan. what's that game called again?
Joint Task Force.
Yeah. It's RTS, and so far it's not really getting impressive reviews, except for the multiplayer, which is pretty much the
it's
only
why we
area
bought
concerned.
It.
Yeah. Well, so... that's pretty much the area we're concerned with. Actually, Ethan bought it for me without my consent, and I'm not paying for it.
Yeah, he is, because he already consented. He's a fucking loser. just because Tony can't, you know, afford bathroom tissue paper is not my problem. He's going to pony it up.
Steal it from your house, that's all.
Whatever, bitch.
Bitch. Good comeback.
By the way, user reviews got 8.4. So... that's interesting. That's a pretty big difference.
On GameSpot?
Yeah, GameSpot users gave it 8.4 out of 165 votes, which is a lot.
I tend to not trust a lot of the, like, as I sift through the user reviews, like, because of the GameSpot union that I'm part of that we do, like, user reviews, as I sift through them, there's so much shit floating out there. Mm-hmm. Like, you'll get a game like, there was this game, Titan Quest, that was basically like a Greek mythology take on Diablo, but was a little bit deeper, and it was in 3D, and it had ragdoll physics and everything. And GameSpot rated it, you know, it gave it a good rating, not a great rating, not a superb rating, but a good rating, right?
What game is this again?
And so all these, Titan Quest, Titan Quest. All right. And all these user reviews came on and said, LOLs, oh my fucking, OMFG, I don't know what's going on with the GameSpot editor, they gave it such low rating, blah blah blah, 10, you know?
Yeah.
And they're like 20 of them, and I'm just like, oh my god,
I agree,
shut
yeah,
up.
No, I agree, but out of 160...
Well, it does say something, it does say something, you know, where people just don't have time to write, and they're like, no, this, I have no problem with this is a fun game, I don't get it, I don't know why people have a problem with it, and then, you know, so it's good and
well, it's also, it's just like, guaranteed there's some retarded people giving it 10, and also guaranteed there's some retarded people giving it 0. So, I would assume that since the number's large enough, like 165 people, it's just interesting to me that they're so far apart. It would be one thing if it was like, they say 6.5 and the average winds up coming out to 7.5, which is still a pretty big difference. This is two full points ahead. I mean, 8.5 is a totally different category game than 6.5.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I'll play it, and so will Tony, because he's going to fucking pay
for it. Well, I have no choice now.
and we'll let you know. And, I mean, we did buy it for the multiplayer. Like, the most parts of these, for me, are, you know, playing with friends against the computer or doing head-to-head. And it's way better to me when there's
another
That's
another problem with the RTS. It's like, their campaign modes, like, for instance, in Empire 2, is just not fun to me.
Same with AOE 3. Same with probably this one. The single campaigns can be fun. Like, the Command & Conquer single campaign, I thought was awesome. Especially the older ones, like Red Alert.
Right.
Those missions were fantastic. But
I never played them. I always did the skirmishes. It's just
I played all the missions.
I really don't care for the storyline. It's like, okay.
Did you play Red Alert?
Yes.
Did you play the old CNCs?
Yeah, I played, not the new ones. I played
the older
ones. Old Red Alert.
And you didn't like the storylines in those?
No. Wow. Didn't care for it.
All right, fair enough.
You know what I'm looking forward to, guys?
Ma'am!
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Reservoir Dogs.
The game?
That's
that's a good one. Good.
And what adds to it is that they actually have the voices from the original movie. And I'm not sure if the actors added more voice acting, you know, for other parts of the game too. But so far, it seems right on. For the sake of the movie, that's why I would get it. You know, it'd probably be a shit game, but for the sake of the movie,
kind of like how I got 24 the game.
Yeah, exactly. For the sake
same
of the
here.
Buy
so
the game,
did I, and it sucked.
Oh God!
But I had to buy it.
Did you finish
it? No, I finished maybe the first two levels and put the thing down, and I haven't started it since. It's a piece of shit.
That's smart. You're a smart man. I played the entire
thing. Less than 24 hours to me.
How was it?
Oh my God. How was it? I have a review up there. You can read my review. Goddamn it!
Oh man, yeah, it was a pretty bad game. It's really disappointing.
They
need to make Lost the game.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
God, I love that show.
It should just be an empty box.
Aren't they? I believe
they have
an empty box.
Oh my God, you're lost. Where's the game?
Where is everything?
That's hilarious.
Oh,
I think they are making a Lost game.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't see it.
But I don't know what... It's not on GameSpot?
I don't see it.
Let's try IGN
GameSpot
or something else.
GameSpot fucking blows dick. GameSpot, get your shit together. Your search has sucked since day one, and it still sucks.
What do you think? What are you looking forward to, Ethan, since Tony went
I'm
off
looking forward to, what do you call it?
Good one, Ethan!
The game we were just talking about, Just Cause. Even though, you know, it's iffy, I still am looking forward to playing it. I think it's a good idea. I'll give it a try.
Right.
The explosions look cool, though.
I'm looking forward to Double Agent Splinter Cell in a big, big, big way.
Yeah, I remember last week. Oh, Splinter Cell, Double Agent, That was Ethan when we talked about the Wii launch games.
Yeah. I mean, I don't care what plot...
Stoked is the word. Stoked.
I want it on PC, though. I want it on PC, though. I want every graphic advantage I can possibly get. I want to see every light shade, every little gnat of his little ball hair coming out of his tight
Jesus
suit,
Christ.
Everything. Oh, man.
Yeah, because we all know you're going to pan the camera down there.
I am going to pan the camera
down there. You're going to be like, look at that. That is my PC right there. Ball hair.
You get to go in there and...
I can't see that on a PS3.
Like, that's where I used to live, under the man bag. Oh, it's like home again. Yeah.
That's mailbag, you jackass.
Actually, that's going to be the next game. It's Splinter Cell Mailbag.
Oh, God.
Splinter Cell Mailbag.
The Dankening. The Dankening.
Splinter Cell Reach Around.
Just kill somebody and just crouching over him like Counter-Strike.
Splinter Cell Rusty Trombone.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Oh, that's nasty.
Wow, that's good.
That's nasty.
Alan!
No, Al, what are you looking forward to?
No,
me?
What are you playing? What are you doing?
What are you playing and what are you looking forward to?
Well,
enough
I haven't really gotten to play much.
All right, thanks, Al. Goodbye.
Bye.
I did play about an hour's worth of Dragon Quest VIII.
Finally.
Continuing the quest that I was on before. I also did install...
From like 10 months ago?
Yeah. And also did install Knights of the Old Republic. And started continuing that from 12 hours into the game. I'm like, what the hell is going on? And so I was just being mean to people, getting my dark side points up. But now I know where
being
I am.
Being mean to people?
Yeah, there was this lady who, her husband died, and he was a hunter. they had like nothing left except for this plate of this thing that he killed, and she wanted to sell it so that she could make money to get out of Anchorhead. I took it from her. Literally. I forced her to give it to me for no money, and then she was like, "You're such a monster! Now me and my children are stuck here forever!" And you have a Jedi mentor, and she's like, "Oh, I don't like the way this is going. You're going down the path of the dark side." And then Candorous, who's like a Mandalore, you know Mandalorians, right? They're the savages. So he was like, "That's right. The way of the weak is to serve the rich or the strong." And I was like, "Yeah, that's right, bitch." And I got
there was a dialogue option for "Yeah, that's right, bitch."
No. I said
which
that.
You chose. Yeah, I'm sure you were looking for the dialogue option.
But I like seeing Dark Side because you get to force persuade people. You know, like the you land on.
Give me sex. Okay.
The guy tells you that you have to pay to register your vehicle. So I'm like, I don't have to pay to register my vehicle. He goes, you don't have to pay to register your vehicle here.
Give me sex in the back
seat
of the vehicle.
That's only Dark Force?
No, well, you wouldn't want to do that
stuff.
For light side to not pay because if you use the Force to manipulate
people for
money...
Luke Skywalker was fucking poor. Did you see that guy?
Oh, wait. Pigs. This one. I think that wasn't a Dark Side one. The Dark Side one I did was actually made somebody give me money.
Ah, that's pretty cool.
The guy was like... He was like...
It's called Al's breaking up. Use the Dark Side, Al. Use the Dark Side.
Bob.
Your microphone is shitting up. It's upper decking. Upper deck microphone! Shut the tape!
Oh my god.
Oh shit, up there.
Are you there? Hello?
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 Al?
Hello?
Upper deck your internet. Damn. Al, you there?
Yes, I am.
Alright, sweet.
I've been here the whole time.
I know, but you were the only one who knew about it.
I love when he reaffirms that. He's like, "I ain't doing nothing. I've been here the whole time. Can't
God damn. Him. All I'm doing is sitting here talking, and Scott decides to go, cut, cut, slicey, slice, cut."
Oh, my God.
Oh, but at least this won't be in the final.
No, it won't be.
Yes, oh, sure it will be.
Okay.
No.
Oh, I'm keeping it in there.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be even funnier because in the recording, you're going to hear me just fine because of my bass recording, and everybody's going to be like, "What the hell? We can't hear you."
Oh, well, the Skype recording is not going to get that, so
right.
Anybody out there listening, we will only put the Skype recording to hear Al's shitty...
Yeah, this guy was fixing speedo bikes, and I was starting trouble with him for no reason, and he was like, "Why are you starting trouble with me?" And then I forced persuaded him to give me money to tell me that he was a good friend of mine and he was going to give me some credits. And he warned me not to do it, but I did it anyway.
Oh, you so bad.
Yeah.
You're bad.
You are rebels and shit.
So yeah, so
what
anyway.
Are you looking to?
Huh? Yeah, I'm looking forward to November.
Yay!
Oh.
Just November in general.
November.
I mean, you've got...
the best month.
You've got, like, everything coming out in November now.
Yep.
You've got...
In Turkey.
Yeah, Thanksgiving's coming out in November. my new vacation.
Thanksgiving.
My new personal and sick time comes out in November.
Oh, nice.
The week comes out in November, so I get to use those personal and sick days.
For the
week. Well, I'm not gonna use them all at once. Phoenix Wright, I think, is coming out in November.
I thought it was coming out in I thought that was only in Japan.
No.
No.
What's coming out? What'd you say?
No.
Hello?
Hello? Phoenix Wright.
Gross.
Phoenix Wright, Ace Attorney,
Wright?
Justice for All. Coming out quarter one of 2007.
Oh, really? So it's coming out... And that's a depressor.
Yeah. Sorry.
So you're looking forward to
unless
January,
unless
GameSpot,
GameSpot could be wrong, I guess.
I went to GameSpot and they said something about
you want it for what?
GameSpot.
Seriously, Al, I find it ironic that you're the one who works for fucking Optimum, and you get the shittiest internet I've ever seen.
Oh, man.
Don't you
like...
And I can't even hear your insult. God damn it. I can hear you going, "You fucked up."
Couldn't you have a better mic? I don't understand. I'm sure they have mics just lying around.
Poor Al. Oh, damn. All we heard was... Hurrup. And now a little... Hurrup.
Cool.
Al, why don't you just type your insults? At least that way they go away.
Yeah, Al. One of the things you should be looking forward to in November is maybe a new mic, new internet setup.
Is it the mic or is it your,
It's not the mic. The mic is fine.
You fished the mic out of a dumpster.
God damn it. When you listen to my side recording, you'll know that the mic is fine.
I know.
The problem is that you guys are hogging up all the bandwidth of this stupid Skype. If this was Ventrilo, it'd be fine.
Then how come nobody else's voice cracks up?
Actually, all of your voices crack up to me. But I don't talk about
it. To you, but not to me.
I'm considerate. I don't say anything when I can't hear you. Oh,
that's because it makes it all the worse, because Ethan can hear me, I can hear Ethan, I can hear Tony, which is not a good thing, but he can hear me. But we can't hear you. And you can't hear us.
Well,
huh?
I would say that if this was Ventrilo, it would be a different story.
Oh, what's Ventrilo?
Oh, Ventrilo you.
What the hell is Ventrilo you?
What's Ventrilo?
Your balls.
Ventrilo is a voice-over-IP software.
Let's fucking use that.
Voice-over-IP software
or
something.
Next time
something.
We're using that shit.
But you gotta pay for a server and stuff like that.
Oh,
fuck that.
See,
that's why this thing sucks.
Yeah, but this thing only sucks for you.
No, it sucks for you too.
No, it doesn't.
Because you can't hear me.
I know, that sucks for me, but
that's actually a good
what
thing.
I mean is, why is it only breaking on your side?
I don't know. Maybe because I have DSL.
Dude. Oh, you have DSL?
Oh,
yes! No. You didn't hear me for six, 7 times I said it?
No, I didn't, because I think you were cutting out each fucking time.
No, it's because you were busy talking each fucking time.
Probably right.
DSL, digital shitty line.
DSL stands for dick sucking
digital
latency.
Shitty line.
That was good,
you know?
Tony. Yeah,
wow.
Pat on the back. Yeah, only
Ethan,
me.
Where's your,
just me.
Where's your
scalding
remark towards
don't
that?
Don't you get like discounts on Optimum Online?
If I had the service area, I would have it for free. But I'm in Queens.
Oh, motherfucker.
Right.
You have Time Warner over there?
Yeah, but I'm not paying for that shit. I don't pay for that shit. That my mom pays for that cable. I'm not getting involved.
God damn it!
I ain't paying balls.
All
right. I can't afford to pay for nothing else right now, man.
Can't you get the what did that? Don't they have a VoIP phone with fucking internet and all that shit for a cheap price?
Hmm.
He's not in a service area. Didn't you hear
him? No, on fucking Time Warner, you dumb shit. They have the same deal.
He's not paying for it. That's what he just said.
I'm going
to
fuck you in the dick. I swear to God.
Suck my hole.
That's a small weapon.
All right. Sick of talking about this.
Get off of that. What are you looking forward to, Al? Say it again.
Besides Phoenix Wright, which isn't coming out until Q1, 2007.
Depressed.
Unfortunately.
Guitar Hero 2. This is November.
Guitar Hero 2, again.
Supposedly the Warcraft expansion is coming out in November, but I doubt it. But it
Warcraft
may be.
What?
When do you think it'll come out?
Expansion.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. I think that's it, but there's something else I'm forgetting. Who cares?
Stuff.
Yeah. Oh,
Jesus. Oh, you're breaking up again, man.
Oh, my God.
Let go.
Oh, my God.
Austin!
Me? Why do I have to speak? Why do you command me to speak? I'm trying to sleep here, bitch. Okay, fine. I have been playing Mortal Kombat and stuff. I just picked that up again. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm. The original?
But I decided to... the GameCube one, the latest fighting one that came out for all the platforms. And it's just okay.
But I play it anyway.
Well, I wanted to get back into it, because the first time when I picked it up, I was like, okay, this is pretty involved, but yeah, now that I've been playing Street Fighter, like the old school Street Fighter again, and just like, you know, getting back into that old thing, and then I pick up this, you know, Mortal Kombat again, I'm like, it was a lot worse than I remember it being when I first played it, so I'm gonna put it down. Past that, I've been playing Ridge Racer 6 for Xbox 360, because I saw the videos for Ridge Racer 7, and that got me excited.
Okay.
So, yes. And then what am I looking forward to? Mass Effect from BioWare. The same guys who brought you... BioWare did Knights of the Old Republic, right, Al?
Yeah.
Yes, they did Knights of the Old Republic. They did a lot of other RPGs on the PC.
D&D stuff.
Yeah, D&D stuff.
Neverwinter Nights.
Neverwinter Nights, Jade Empire on the Xbox and PC. And they're coming out with this all new property. It's another like space opera type shit. Nice.
Thank you.
So people are like, oh, it's Star Wars all over again, but I think they're putting their whole twist on it, and it looks just cool. And yeah, that's it.
Nice.
Anyway. Yeah. So Al has something to get off his chest.
Are they boobs?
No, I don't.
He doesn't?
Oh. Yeah, I do have some news to say though that I found out today.
Okay.
MTV's buying Harmonix. They
oh yeah, I saw that.
Harmonix,
oh.
Which
wonderful
is sucky knowing MTV. Basically, Harmonix is the company that made Karaoke Revolution and Frequency Amplitude and Guitar Hero. They're the developers. Red Octane published it. Hmm.
Okay.
Right. So now
look forward to
the new
world
game. Guitar Hero 21 will be developed by MTV and published by Activision.
Pretty much. Right. And they're going to have, like, Guitar Hero stuff on MTV. Like, contests and stuff, apparently.
Well,
that's
I guess.
Not bad. I mean, it'll get the game a little more public.
Sure, exposure,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
that's a good thing.
It'll be another video list show on MTV.
Huh, interesting. I don't watch that shit anyways.
Yeah, I don't watch it either ever since they stopped showing videos.
Oh. But come on, man, the real world. So unscripted. What was that? Was that Tony squeaking off in the distance?
I
Tony!
Wait, hold on a sec.
What the fuck?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What's going on?
No, nothing. You're just talking in the background, so I'm like, get the fuck out.
Oh. Your dog?
No. Yeah, my dog is talking Eponine? In the background, you dumb shit.
Ebony? Ebony? Ebony?
Holy shit.
Hey, Scooby. Scooby, you're awfully mean today.
This show's about drugs. What are we talking about?
We're talking about Dead Silence. Oh, man.
This is on track to be the worst podcast yet, and I'm really excited about that.
That's the entire point of episode 20.
We're not doing anything special.
That's right.
Exactly.
Episode 20.
We're not doing anything special.
That's what's special
about it,
though.
Talking about Ethan living under the mailbag.
And loving ass cake.
And
I love
and
ass cake. Oh, my God. Ass cake is like cake,
Ethan,
but
dank Ethan.
Like,
better get
has
better,
poo
Ethan.
In it. Oh. And I got nothing.
What a fucking failure.
Jesus Christ.
Cake
I
with
suck.
Poo. Balls. Tokyo Game Show, 2006. Games.
Tokyo
Game Show. Tokyo Squad Enix.
Well, Tokyo. What?
They're like a half day ahead of us, and they have all the games before we do because they're half day ahead of us. So, anybody see anything they like?
Yeah.
Mind you, everybody, we are not there. We are just looking at videos on the interwebs because we don't have the money to fly over there.
Yeah, they're in Tokyo with the hot cheeks.
Aye.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. Back to the show. No Japanese chicks.
No Japanese chicks? That's not a game. What's a game that you've all seen and liked or hated or what?
Oh, I'm feeling that Resistance.
Really?
Yeah. I'm feeling the Resistance.
Fallman?
Yeah, Fallman.
Oh. Well, then speak about it!
Yeah.
Mr. Man.
I like the two-player co-op, even though the guy from 1UP was complaining that it wasn't online. I like the split-screen co-op and the graphics are cool, and it looks really nice. And I think that it would play very, very well for a first-person shooter, especially with 40-player multiplayer stuff. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it was, right? 40?
It's 40, yeah, 40 players.
That's just unbelievable.
Online.
I would, if I could get, 39
really?
Other people to, like, have an arena battle with, in, like, maybe some weird siege type of battlefield type of thing with...
Right.
The, just the
isn't
action.
Isn't there some game that has 64 players, though?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's just that I don't know if they have that on a console.
Oh, no. Yeah, of course not. Eh. Which is the game that has 64 players?
Battlefield? I don't know.
Is it Battlefield? I see.
Maybe Battlefield or, like, Quake 7.
Mm-hmm. Quake 7, right. Anything else of note?
you know, quite frankly, a lot of those games just aren't very, they're very pretty looking, but they're just not compelling to me right now. Because they're all, like, RPGs, and like, I know what RPGs are, and they're all racing games.
What are they?
Racing.
What are they?
Well, what are they? They're
I know, it's okay. Point. Yeah, whatever.
Huh?
Ethan, what did you like?
I liked the new Gran Turismo on the PS Trace.
Speak up, Insider Boy.
It was pretty cool.
Insider Boy? What did you call him?
Cyborg Boy.
They might introduce damage, finally, which would be really cool. Uh-huh. I like the idea of two modes, which they've always had, but the classic mode, instead of just being like a difference between arcade and simulator, or is really the older game, but in like the better graphic mode and the high def. And then the newer mode, has fewer cars, but some more features and like some cooler shit. And I really want that thing with the author in the article tested it in, which is like, you know, the super chick chair wheel pedals around sound setup thing was awesome. Eternal Sonata. Anybody know anything about this game?
No, because I couldn't download the video.
yeah, me either. And what the fuck? Am I right to understand that this is an adventure game as Chopin is the hero?
Apparently.
How fucking weird is that? It takes a weird-ass Japanese fucker to come up with an idea like this.
That's usually what they do. They take Western civilization and fuck it up. And they make it really good.
The next game is going to be The Adventures of Van Gogh. You have to find his ear and shit. So,
Who?
Oh my
Adventures
God,
of Van
dude.
Gogh!
Just...
Oh, Van Gogh.
Yeah, yeah, find it.
That was a better joke in my mind.
Drink your own blood. Shirokishi!
Shirokishi! Also known as White Knight.
Also known as Working Title.
Oh, yeah. Just to clear it up, Eternal Sonata, Xbox 360. White Knight, which he's about to talk about, PS3.
Go ahead.
Looks amazing. I don't usually like those games, but it looks really
Jesus
cool.
Jesus Christ, man, can you please speak up?
I think it game's pretty cool.
I think, What I'm skeptical about this game is that it looks like it's going to be turned out. I think Al, you said this earlier, not on the cast, but it's going to turn out to be kind of like Final Fantasy XII, where it plays itself.
It looks like it because you set up a whole bunch of fans like before the fight,
right?
And being that you know you don't see that person actually playing the game, it looks like they just kind of do it.
Right. It just happens. Like they set up a chain of events and it just goes. Al.
What?
That's it. What else do you want from me?
Oh no, some conjecture like and some shit.
Oh sure, yes, I agree wholeheartedly.
Or, okay, Ethan was saying something useful. What were you saying?
I like the little transformer thing in it, where you convert into this bigger guy to beat your bosses. I think that's
good. Yeah, I like the transformer thing too. I'm also very happy that after he transformed into the White Knight, he didn't walk like a Power Ranger robot.
Yeah, good point. Did you see the?
Size I was waiting for it.
Did you see the size of the like protective gear on his junk? It is like a 4-foot sphere coming from his waist, heading down in a triangular shape towards the ground. I mean, it is.
PlayStation 3, next generation junk protection.
Dude, that robot should just like pop a boner, and that's an extra weapon right there.
Oh, that hurts, man. Shit. Wow.
Jesus Christ.
Tony, did you see anything that you liked or hated or wanted to throw into the ground or what?
I just I was just looking around for the specs on the Wii and you know, just video on the Wii in general. I'm not enthused. I'm really not enthused.
Wii?
Yeah, I'm not enthused. I think the games that are gonna come out are just gonna be like cheesy ass platforms to demonstrate the power of the handle, which
good.
Is that a game does not make. Okay, and I'm just gonna wait until they get something better. Like I saw previews of the new Zelda game that they have for, and one of the things that they were showcasing is when Link throws like the hook, you control that with your hand. So it's almost like you do the grappling hook thing, and you know, he responds on video and stuff like that. I could see how that adds to the gameplay and stuff like that, but the handles look clunky. They look like remote controls, which of course
That's the point.
You know. but it's just not. It just doesn't look good, and the games don't look really interesting.
Which games in particular are you thinking are going to be the gimmicky kind of like show off ones?
One sec. Jesus Christ.
Tape it away!
Nick!
Nick!
Alright. Get his ass in here.
What's a Nick?
Nick's my dog.
I thought Eponine is your dog.
Yeah, I got three.
You got seven?
Nicky, get inside! Yes,
sit, Ubu, sit.
Okay.
Good Tony.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Austin, go on.
No, I was asking you what games in particular are you seeing that look like those gimmicky games?
Oh, well, first off, the package game with it, the sports game, looks...
B-Sports.
Yeah, it looks shitty as hell. I mean, the cutesy graphics and stuff like that, but I'm really turned off at the fact that you can't control the tennis part. And they have, on the nunchuck handle, they have the analog directional pad, so I don't see why they couldn't... You know, innovate that you swing with one hand and control with the other.
Well, the point, and I know why they did that. I'm not necessarily happy with it, but I'll explain why they did that is because the whole point, and this is counterintuitive when you take a look at the boxing, which does look cool, but the whole point of that package is to say, you know, in an attempt to reach a new target audience for gaming, the idea is to make it friendlier. So, you know, if you can just pick up that one remote. Part. Just pick up that one controller. You don't even need the left hand. Just pick it up and just start swinging and just get into the game. That is their goal, and I think they've accomplished that very well.
Oh, they did it
now,
very
my
well.
Problem is... Huh?
Oh, they did it very well. It's sarcastic.
Right. Now, my problem is that, like you, I do want to control the guy who's on the tennis court. I do want to control him moving. So, even if they had that one hand, if they could provide the option, I think so. I think both you and I said this on the last podcast, they could provide the option to move with the analog stick. Or, if they wanted to keep it one-handed, they could provide the option to move with the D-pad that's on the thing.
Right.
I understand that would be a little bit more difficult for the person who just picks it up, but for someone like you or me or Al or Ethan, like I'm sure we could pick it up just fine and move with it. So I just like options, and they're not providing too many options.
Yeah. And that's
so I agree with you there that I would like to be able to move the tennis. But now the bowling looks really cool. The boxing looks really cool.
The
baseball,
okay.
Like, I mean, yeah, what else are you going to do but swing at a baseball in a home run derby? Anyway, so that's all you're going to do. What's up, Ethan?
Nothing.
Oh, my goodness. And then the golf, you know, the golf is golf.
Right,
so,
right,
you know, you don't really need anything extra for that.
But
As
I said, it's just like... gimmicky games to showcase the handle, and I totally agree. You want to showcase the handle; that's your bread and butter. That's fine, you know. But at least make the games a little bit more interesting. Like they have a whole world of options that they could do with these handles. Whole world. I mean, anything that you could possibly imagine that you wish you could translate into a video game, you could do with these handles. Ethan, what the hell did you just say?
Nothing.
He said I could imagine some pretty sick shit with it.
Virtual jerking off 2000.
Actually,
jeez.
Do you guys ever play Hitman?
What?
You guys ever play Hitman?
Oh, you could imagine using like the garrote wire,
piano wire.
Yeah.
Absolutely,
yeah,
I mean,
awesome.
A whole world of options out there, and all they have right now is like cheesy games just to showcase the. I mean, like really, really cheesy.
But see, I'm really confused as to where you're finding the cheesy games besides Wii Sports.
What other games did I saw?
Yeah,
I saw
what
a couple,
about
like,
the fucking Splinter
the
Cell, bitch?
Them, but it just. It's, what?
Ain't cheese. Splinter Cell, motherfucker.
Oh.
Cell of Splinters.
I didn't see Splinter Cell.
Agent Du.
Agent Du. Well, I mean, for the shooter fan, okay, for the shooter fan, and this is actually like now that I look at the release list, it's actually becoming a slight problem that I see in this and that I see in the PS3 launch. Call of Duty 3, okay, that's a shooter, that's a hardcore shooter.
Right.
Madden is an interesting one because you know they're really I honestly can't say where that's going to go like if it's going to be good or bad, but it's certainly interesting.
Right.
Like Ethan said, they've got the Splinter Cell. They've got that Red Steel game, which is another first-person shooter.
Mm-hmm.
Far Cry, which is another first-person shooter.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like they're getting shooters out there. They're not just getting, like, you know, I'm going to poke something with a stick shit, you know?
Yeah, but, like, I mean, it's where does this translate it to?
Monkey Ball, which you enjoy your Monkey Balls.
Let's just put it this way. In Far Cry, okay, what's the difference between having the Wii handle and controlling with like a wireless mouse? There is none. You know, I mean, you could.
Wow. You know, wait, repeat that again. Yeah. Repeat that again. I gotta hear you say that again.
In other words, just holding the handles and, you know, moving up and, you know, panning your view and stuff like that, that's something that could be done with a mouse. I mean, a wireless mouse. Why do I need the handle to showcase this, you know?
Can you actually point a mouse at a screen and shoot?
I understand. That's not my point.
I don't think you do.
Jackass.
So then what is the point?
It's just...
I mean, besides having to go out and buy a $100 gyroscoping mouse that, like, you know, might not work that well anyways.
Right, but,
I don't understand what... nothing
really innovative there. That's just, like, a logical leap. It's not something that's going to add to the game experience, to me. You know,
I think your head is falling off your fucking shoulders now.
Hey, he can be entitled to his own opinion.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, my opinion, red isn't red.
Even the stupidest of retards is entitled to their own opinion. I totally
like that. Yeah, perfect example, Ethan.
God, this is good.
Anyway, I would like to see a more innovative use of the handles than just, you know, pointing around and stuff. You know, like, for instance... Yeah, Hitman using garrote wire. Isn't that what was the main draw, I mean, of doing things like this? To me it is. And that's it for me.
Well, I mean, yeah, I can definitely see some potential. Well, okay, first of all, though, I do agree with you in that the usage of what we're going to see isn't so spectacular. Mm-hmm. I don't agree that all the games that are coming out are just little gimmicky things. I totally disagree with that. Mm-hmm. But I do agree that they could find better uses for it.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing happened with the DS.
Right.
When it first launched.
Right.
You had Mario 64, which is a platformer supposed to be played with an analog stick. The only touchscreen thing they had was an analog stick emulation, and that worked like crap. That was awful. And then they had a whole bunch of touchscreen minigames. Right. Blah, 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 blah. But then, like, a year later, you come out with Nintendogs. You are actually petting the goddamn dog.
Right.
That is pretty cool.
Right.
You know, it took a whole year for that to come out, for the developers to kind of get comfortable with it and figure it out. So I think in a year, we're going to see stuff that really does... convince people that this is the way to go. Besides Wii Sports, which I think, to be honest, will capture more people than you think it will.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you got to realize that the people that they're aiming are not you and me.
Mm-hmm.
They're people who really don't, you know, touch this stuff anymore. They're like, but when they pick that thing up, they're like, I can just swing.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit, cool.
Not only that, it's
going
to start a revolution of the other guys doing the same shit. They're going to start copying and start finding cool ways to interact with the game. I guarantee you the next-gen console for Sony and Microsoft has gyroscopes in it.
Right.
I don't know how they're going to use it, and I don't know what they're going to do, but I guarantee you they're not going to do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to have the same control scheme again. I mean, PlayStation
already has it. I think that Metroid Prime 3 is starting to show a little bit of that. One of the editors on 1UP.com, Luke Smith, he was saying about how he wanted to see the controller used as like a hand in space, right?
Yeah.
Like it's an extension of yourself.
Right.
It's not you're not just holding a gun.
Right.
You're not just holding a tennis racket, which he kind of discounted and I disagree with him about. But at the same time, like, so if you have like, I think there's this one section in the Metroid Prime 3 demo where you have to kind of like pull a canister out of a hole in the wall, okay? And instead of going up to it and pressing a button, you actually go up to it and you reach in and you twist your hand and you pull out. Now that sounds kind of stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Just by itself, but if you can imagine interacting with the world entirely like that,
mm-hmm.
not just the canister,
yeah.
but pulling a lever,
well, you're getting
brushing away some...
Sorry, go ahead.
Right, go ahead, go ahead.
No,
go ahead.
You.
I think you're about to say something.
I was just going to say that it's basically the entire attempt is to get closer and closer to virtual reality, which is then eventually
right.
to get to reality. And that's the point. And the closer you can get with your control scheme, the better, the more immersive your experience is going to be. That's what makes virtual reality great. And unfortunately, the technology behind it's not there yet to have everybody have
right.
something like that in their house where they can really put a helmet on and
right.
turn their head and see all that shit. That's all.
And I think we're seeing this type of thing with the PlayStation 3 too, with their kind of shameless, we've got motion sensing too in our DualShock. Oh, wait, we can't call it DualShock because you don't have Rumble anymore. Let's call it the 6-axis, which is a palindrome. Oh, man. But, you know, the PlayStation 3 controller is kind of doing the same thing in that if you take a look at this one game that they were showing off called Lair, which is, you know, you're on a dragon and you're flying. It's kind of like a dogfighting game, except in a fantasy environment, so you're on a dragon and not in a ship. You know, you tilt the controller to fly. You tilt it back and forth to actually, like, swerve. You don't use the analog stick. So it's kind of like extending your own motion into the game, you know. Things like that will come about within the next year or so. Oh, and I think in, like, the Metal Gear Solid 4 demo, I don't know, how many of you saw the actual video for Metal Gear Solid 4? No.
I didn't see the newest part, but I saw the original one from E3.
Right.
Yeah, I need to take a look at it. I just didn't want to look at it yet.
Uh-huh. Right. The Metal Gear Solid 4 stuff, like, you can actually get into a barrel and start rolling around, like an oil drum. And the way you roll around, like, with such precision, like, you can control how fast you roll and, like, you know, just rolling a lot or a little bit is basically tilting the controller. And it's, like, kind of shifting your balance. Right. So, you know, I think in due time...
What's the advantage
with
of that,
both,
though?
Huh?
What's the advantage of rolling around in an oil drum?
Well,
no
in the
one
gameplay,
can
apparently...
see you if you're in an oil drum, Tony.
Yeah, but they'll it's all about covert operations. You see, you can survive in the...
What was that noise?
You just can't.
What was that noise?
Oil drums roll
just
across army
by themselves all the time.
All
yes.
the time, and they
yes.
go unchecked.
Hey!
And it's a little upsetting.
Is that oil drum rolling around?
Right.
Oh, it's just an oil drum. Hey! He came over the oil drum.
And then I always see question marks on top of people's heads flashing.
What was that? Oil drum
what
rolling by
noise?
Itself. Yeah.
What was that? Who?
Who was that?
Who's that?
Huh?
But I think that like you will see that, and like I see great potential for at least if we're talking about, you know, Nintendo now. We see great potential for like adventure games.
Right.
Like,
for instance,
played,
Zelda.
Zelda.
I mean, I think...
Well, actually, the Zelda thing, I actually have a problem with.
What's that?
I have a problem with that they originated development for the GameCube.
Okay.
They basically... It's a game that's built around traditional controls. And then they were like, you know what?
We could do this with the Wii!
Let's use this... Yeah, let's use this to sell consoles for this new console that we're going to have. Mm-hmm. Let's put out two versions. Let's put out one, you know, on our new console, and let's put out one for the old console. Mm-hmm. You know, and we're gonna give out the new one on launch, and we're gonna put in these fantastic sword fighting controls and just slap them in there. And it's like, you guys already started developing for a certain control mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
Why sit there and force it on this game?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it may turn out to be just fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not gonna speculate that it's gonna suck because I haven't had my hands on it, and I'm not gonna judge
right.
it. But it's just the idea of, like, you know, saying let's just throw this in there. You know, you kind of think that it's like. It's kind of half-assed. It's like, let's just put this in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it was designed for a regular controller. That's the problem that I have with it. I'll still play it, you know. But that's the problem that I have with that. Now, actually, there's this one game that could do really well with this control scheme, and that's Trauma Center.
Right.
I don't know if you've played the Nintendo DS
I've
version.
Seen,
I know
I've seen you play it, though.
Right, okay. So, I mean, that looks to be one of the best uses of the controller so far in a game that's not entirely gimmicky, but that's not entirely traditional. It's kind of like tipping that, like, you know, kind of towing that line there, but it's like, it looks to be the ideal way to, one of the ideal ways to use it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that I have, you know, I don't have a problem with.
Mm-hmm.
But, anyway, we're talking a lot of Nintendo stuff. Is there any other Tokyo Game Show stuff that you saw besides, you know, Nintendo stuff?
Well, I didn't see any of it, personally. So, but I was just talking about the launches of the systems, and I'm not...
Because you weren't there in Tokyo,
exactly.
So you couldn't see it personally,
so,
right? Yeah.
I'm not looking forward to the Wii, and I'm definitely not looking forward to, PS3.
What are you looking forward to, Tony?
I'm looking forward to everything that...
Join Task Force, which you bought for him!
Everything that my
what about you
does right now. Yep.
Right. Did you already... I think you already spoke on some of the things you saw already, Ethan.
Pretty much all of them.
White Knight, sorry? Yeah. I'm ashamed to admit it, but I am very, very smitten by Ridge Racer 7.
Ridge Racer! Oh my god.
out of all the games that are out there, like, the only one I care about is Ridge Racer 7, and there's no good reason for it.
Ridge!
At all.
Racer!
But I mean...
Well, what do you like about it?
It's got cars.
I don't know. It has cars and you drive. And you're on the ridge and you're racing and shit. I don't know.
Austin, easy but, to please.
Well, I don't. Ridge Racer has always been a franchise that I kind of liked. Mm-hmm. I like the drift style of racing. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily think it's great, like mechanically. I don't think it's like, you know,
it's totally
a revolutionary game by any chance. But like, yeah. Oh. But like a Tokyo Drift, Fast and Furious. Oh God.
Fuck.
But it's.
That.
But it's basically just for a racing game. It's just like one of those. It reminds me of. Old school, like, you know, just going into the arcade and putting in a quarter and just going. You don't have to worry about all this crazy stuff about, like, real driving, which is good, you know, which is good in some games like Forza and Gran Turismo. Like, you know, that's good stuff, but at the same time, you know, I still like that, you know, kind of simple stuff when it comes to racing. Like Outrun, you know. Mm-hmm. When they brought Outrun back for the Xbox and for the arcades, like Outrun 2, and that had a lot of drifting in it, that was sweet. You know, that was just, you know, press start and go. Mm-hmm. And while I'm being a graphics whore, like Ridge Racer has almost always been a good showcase of graphics. Mm-hmm. When it released for the original PlayStation. Mm-hmm. That was what would amaze people to the PlayStation. They're like, holy crap, this arcade racer is on my TV screen. Mm-hmm. It's Ridge Racer. Now you look at it now and it looks like turd. Mm. Right. I mean, but
looks
it's
like
a
complete dick.
Right, but it's 10 years old. Yeah. You know, you expect that from a 3D game. But it's like. I think when Ridge Racer 4 came out for the PlayStation, mm-hmm. that was also a pretty decent leap. And then when Ridge Racer 5 came out for PS2, I think... I don't know what the reaction was. I think it was a mixed reaction by some people.
Yeah, I played
but then,
it. I really didn't like it.
Right.
Yeah.
But then when, you know, when the PSP version of Ridge Racer came out, you know, it looked really good.
That was awesome.
You know, and people were like... people were like, this portable machine can do this? Mm-hmm. Holy crap. And then now, you know, I think I remember I was talking about Ridge Racer 7 earlier, maybe 2 weeks ago or a week ago, and I saw some screenshots of it. I'm like, the screens are nice, but they're not amazing,
right.
You know. They're like a little prettier version of the Xbox 360 version, which I will say is not, you know, is not that impressive. Like, if you look at Ridge Racer 6 on the Xbox 360, it's like, it's basically an Xbox game with crisper visuals. That's it. There's no, like, texture work, the polygons a few more it just doesn't make me think next gen.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that the PS3 version was like, eh, this is okay, it's not that great, it's prettier than the 360, that's not saying much.
Mm-hmm.
But they polished it up a little more and I was seeing gameplay videos of it and some of that stuff looks amazing and it's running in 1080 at 60 frames a second.
Mm-hmm.
Looks absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Like you go through, there's this one section where you're driving through a tunnel. There's all this light sourcing, all these real-time shadows, this little waterfall that's falling outside of the tunnel. Like, you can see the mist coming from the waterfall.
Right.
And, you know, while that doesn't scream, go out and pay $600 for this console,
right.
Like, it is the type of thing that I'm just like, wow, we are really moving ahead now.
Mm-hmm.
We are moving ahead. This looks great. I'm not going to pay $600 for it, but I'm definitely going to own this at some point in my
right.
life, you know? It just looks great,
mm-hmm.
and it's one of those, like I said in previous casts, it's one of those guilty pleasure things. You know, Ridge Racer is not the greatest thing in the world, but it's like one of those things that you always kind of go back to,
right.
if you like it. You know, like you guys with the Silent Hill, like sometimes a Silent Hill game may not be that great,
right.
but you have to play
right.
it. You know, you have to. Like, you got it. It's a favorite.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess for me, Ridge Racer 7 is just that little guilty pleasure. That's the one
guilty
thing that I'm looking
pleasure,
at.
I love it.
Milty blood!
Don't feel guilty, Austin. It's all right.
Milty blood! But, like, for the same reason that I was like, you know what? Outrun 2 is on the Xbox.
Right.
I'm going to get an Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get a console for Outrun
no.
2, but...
Well,
but
I
you
almost
do.
Did,
you know,
but I guess I you
yeah,
don't
you
get a console for Outrun 2.
Yeah. But I did, and, like, and I don't regret it. You know, it's just the type of thing that I like.
Mm-hmm.
But, otherwise, I'm not too impressed by Resistance at all. I really am not. But then again, I'm never impressed with a console first-person shooter that you have to play with two analog sticks. I was one of the few people who didn't really like GoldenEye that much. People will probably flame me now.
Yeah.
I need either a mouse and keyboard type setup or something like what Nintendo's going to give us with the remote. Or, like, if any of you played Metroid Prime Hunters on the DS, something like that, because that actually emulates mouse movement.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So if it's truly precise like that, I can deal with it. If, like, you gave me a controller with a trackball in it, I'd learn how to use it, because, like, a trackball would give you more precision than an analog stick.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's two analytics, I can't. So I'm looking at resistance, and I'm looking at how they turn slow exactly. And aim up and down slow, and I'm just like, I'm not going to play this. I don't care how many players are online. The same thing with Halo 2 when it came out. Oh, Halo 2. You know, I'm just like, okay, whatever, dude. Uh-huh. I'll wait for it to come out on PC. Mm-hmm. And it's coming out on Vista. Yeah, yay! Two-year-old game coming out on Vista. Yay! But I saw, what else did I see? They didn't have new footage of Heavenly Sword. It was all E3 demo, which I was disappointed. I wanted to see how that game was coming along. They didn't have anything on Assassin's Creed, which disappointed me, but I want to play that game. Mm-hmm. They had a lot of stuff on like their racing games, other than Ridge Racer, like this thing called Fatal Inertia and MotorStorm, and those looked great, but they didn't really interest me. Mm-hmm. They had... What else did they have? They had Devil May Cry 4, which basically looks like a beefed-up Devil May Cry 1, 2, and 3. Mm-hmm. Which is not a bad thing by any means, you know, but it's like, just like what I was seeing, like, and I think I'm going to go back to that problem that I saw with both launch lineups in the Nintendo camp and in the Sony camp. Sequel, 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 right, sequel, right. Sequel. I mean, I love Zelda, but it's another sequel. Mm-hmm. Call of Duty 3. Far Cry has appeared on multiple other platforms. Mm-hmm. Red Steel is like one of the only original ones coming out for Nintendo. And then we take a look at, you know, all the great games on the PS3, and it's like Metal Gear Solid again. It's the fourth one. Mm-hmm. Devil May Cry 4. Virtua Tennis 3. Ridge Racer 7. You
Virtua
know?
Fighter
so
5.
Like Virtua Fighter 5, which looks beautiful.
And it's
you
just
know,
like
Virtua gonna...
Fighter 4.
Donkey Ball
and it's
6.
Just like Virtua Fighter 4 gameplay-wise. Right, exactly. And that's what disappoints me is that,
the game
you know...
2.
Oh, jeez. 48! And I'm thinking it's like, it's like, aren't console launches supposed to be that opportunity that, since not too many games are coming out, well, supposed to be not too many games are coming out, that's when original IPs and publishers get original IPs into that, you know, into that lineup. Mm-hmm. I think Microsoft had Cameo, which isn't that great, but it's decent, I guess. They had Condemned.
Mm-hmm.
Have you gotten to play Condemned
no,
yet?
I
haven't.
I thought
PC?
Tony, you did.
No, me?
Oh,
no,
shit.
I've seen it though.
Download the demo. Get
yeah,
the demo for your PC.
It's, on my
okay.
list,
you know, it's really freaky. Like if you just experienced the demo,
PC.
Just to see what I was talking about.
I should go up there and get it.
Yeah, I have the PC version, not the Xbox
oh, okay.
version. But
yeah. Remember,
Tony,
we had
but the point is that it.
Sorry.
We had this.
But the point is that it was an original game. It's an original property. Like no, Condemned was a new game.
Well, they're being.
But then, of course, you know.
They're being whores right now. They're just going with what works.
Yeah, and it you know, I guess that's business, and that's the way it happens. It's just a little bit, you know, it's a little discouraging to see that, you know, these two consoles are launching, and they're one's supposed to be revolutionary in gameplay, one's supposed to be revolutionary in graphics, yet,
mm-hmm.
you know, we don't really see too much new stuff. It's like, eh, you know, give us a little more.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at the 360 launch lineup again, and I've got to say the same thing here. I mean, besides Cameo... besides Condemned, we had NBA 2K6,
right.
we had Call of Duty 2,
right.
Gun, which was a port.
Mm-hmm.
Did any of you play Gun, by the way?
No, I didn't. That's on my list,
no,
too.
No, not yet. Yeah. Another Tony Hawk game,
mm-hmm.
Another Madden, Amped 3, Project Gotham Racing 3, which is gorgeous, you know,
mm-hmm.
I love that game, but 3, Quake 4, you know, Perfect Dark Zero, which is a sequel to the N64 game, Ridge Racer 6, Tiger Woods, it's like sequel, and I guess, like, I don't know. I feel like the days of when we had the Dreamcast out
yeah.
and they had, like, kind of original, somewhat original games.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't really familiar with the launch back then, so you guys correct me if
they
I'm wrong.
They had Tokyo
but it's
Extreme.
Like,
they had, well, Sonic was just, like, a
Sonic is Sonic.
Yeah, Sonic is
it
Sonic.
It was a new
but,
Sonic, though.
Yeah, no, it was definitely new
but it's still
Sonic,
a sequel.
But,
what I'm saying is that, like, original properties.
Right.
No, well, okay. It's a sequel in terms of the fact that it's another Sonic game, but it's kind of like how... If Mario 64 never existed, it would be the Mario 64 of the Sonic series.
Right.
You know?
Right. And I guess my thing with it is that when you get, like, sometimes an IP, it's just a name,
mm-hmm.
you know. You take out the name Sonic and you drop in something else. But at the very least, it gives, you know, it gives a developer leeway to take this new franchise, which in its nascent stages is still only a ripoff and it's a different name. But it gives you that license to take it somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Without upsetting the fan base. So if you take, like, Sonic for the Dreamcast, and you want it to take it another direction,
mm-hmm.
You drop in a new IP, you drop in a new name, give it slightly different gameplay, and you still have the regular Sonic. So now you've got two new franchises. Now you've got one old franchise and one new one. You're taking the old franchise where its fans want it to go. And then you take this new one, and, you know, you take it elsewhere, and now you've got a new franchise, a new... Like, a new family, a new totally new game. And... if we keep going like this, if we keep having launches of Metal Gear Solid 4 and Halo 7 and shit like that, in 10 years, in 15 years, we're going to see, like, we're going to see Halo 20. And it's like, give us something new. Right. What, all those people who are coming in for the first time and they see Halo 20, they'll be like, I never played the first 19. Yeah. Okay. So what should I do now?
Well, it's like the NBC thing. It's new to me. I haven't seen it. It's new to me. Oh, fuck that.
What NBC thing?
Huh? That was one of their slogans.
What are you talking about?
That was one of their
slogans. Oh, okay. You know? I see. You know. But I guess again, that's business. That's the way it works. But, you know, I mean, I guess...
Oh, fuck.
Bless you! Oh!
Body convulsed on that one.
That thing was coming from Al. I held it back, and I couldn't do it anymore. Oh, fuck, that was good.
But I guess then I am... I guess I am glad then that, you know, Ubisoft is coming in with Assassin's Creed for the PS3 and the Xbox and the PC. You know, Heavenly Sword is new. What else is there? I mean, like you said, what was that Japanese game that I called White Knight? That's an original property. You know, I mean, for every, I guess for every seven, like, Grand Theft Auto 5s and Zelda 7s and Halo 20s and freaking Virtual Fighter 19s and Tekken 27s and all that shit.
Yes.
For every 20 of those we see, I guess we can always see like one original property, and maybe that's enough.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, from a business point of view.
I sure as hell I'm not looking forward to Africa.
What is that anyway?
I don't know.
Because it has black people in it.
I saw it, but I passed it by. I was like, it's probably a sim or something.
I don't know.
Is it spelled with a K?
Yes.
Oh, I heard of that. It's
What is Africa? Well, all we know of this new PlayStation 3 game revealed during Sony's E3 press conference is that it features lots and lots of African animals, rendered in lifelike detail as they go about their daily lives.
Oh.
We saw rhinoceroses.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like edutainment.
Yeah.
But this is from E3. I'm trying to look for
it's
more
like
recently.
Animal Crossing,
but, like, I don't know
except
what it
with
is.
Animals.
Oh, I'm thinking of Africa Core. Anybody remember that game?
No.
I heard of it, but I never saw it. But yeah, so I mean, I guess for me coming out of TGS, a lot of pretty stuff, a lot of sequels. I'm not really thrilled about anything, but I'm happy to finally see what, you know, the PS3 has to offer, because at E3 they had quite a few, you know, trailers, a demo here, a demo there. But now we've got a lot of hands-on impressions here. Like, we've got the opportunity to actually see. Now we can actually start to say, okay, well, let's make a prediction here. Let's make a judgment here. You know, we've got hands-on stuff. We have people talking about how the games play, you know, and thank God for TGS, you know, because before this, we really had no idea.
Right.
You know. Looks like we are nearing the end of the day here. It is almost midnight. No, that's a lie. It's only 3 p.m. Any closing remarks from TGS?
Probably almost midnight somewhere in this world.
Somewhere in the world, yeah. Any closing remarks, Tony?
Nope.
No?
No.
I was hoping for something from your mystical brain there.
I've gotten nothing today.
No. As is with any other week. Ethan, any closing comments? Anything, any thoughts, any updated thoughts about, you know, what we're going to see when you're down the line when all these consoles come out?
I really want more time to play more games.
Because that has everything to do with TGS. Al, any thoughts?
I'm hoping to get that OPM for next week so I can check out the Guitar Hero 2 demo.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Alrighty, well, this was a special episode, wasn't it? Yeah, we're all excited. How excited are we?
Yeah. Good setup.
Once again, how excited are we? If anybody has any complaints about this episode because we really didn't do jack shit, mail the mailbag at trygames.net with comments.
Ballsack at trygames.net.
We have not set up manboob yet.
We gotta set up some aliases. I mean,
but if you would like to set up manboob, if you would like us to set up manboob at trygames.net, please mailbag
at
trygames.net. Yeah, we don't have that yet, but you're welcome to create it.
Actually, does anybody have mailbag.net? Let's see.
Mailbag.net.
He's gonna check it out.
Oh my god. No! Alright, we gotta reserve this. MALEBAG.net. Let's see if they got the com.
Oh, my goodness.
mailbag.com is taken. It's for sale.
Yeah, pretty much any .com is taken and is either
dude,
in
fucking
use or
mailbag?
For sale.
Jesus Christ! Mailbag with an A, for fuck's sake!
Oh, Ethan is sad.
Okay. Yeah. I'm telling you. Somebody was like, I know somebody and their homosexual tendency is going to want this mailbag website. Let's smash it up and sell it to them for $500,000.
He's going to be the one hitting up the site every time, man.
Mailbag dank. Alright, if anyone has any comments again, hit up the mailbag. Spell it correctly, because we do not have the other mailbag, and we don't have man boob.
Why can't we get mailbag.net and then forward them both?
Mailbag at mailbag.net?
Yeah, or like...
Just confuse the hell out of everybody,
or
right?
Or trygames at mailbag.net.
I will say one thing. Someone actually emailed us on the 12th of September
Holy
to the
shit.
Mailbag. It's from our very own Ben Lee, who's written up a couple of columns for us and a few reviews.
Stanley's brother.
Hey there, I'm just dropping in to let you know that last night was the first time I listened to the podcast, and although long run time did put me off initially, it was definitely worth listening to. I've lost count of how many times I cracked up laughing at all the variations of pronouncing Shenlong Bo. Go ahead. Schling dong! More importantly, though, the hour debate provided me with plenty of insight into the matter. Before listening, I was convinced that said coworker Shenlong Ling Ling debated was with what I'd call a casual gamer, but now I'm not so sure. Anyway, I've just realized that this is complete gibberish. So I'll stop here. Keep it up, guys. Ben.
Thanks, Ben.
Nice. Also known as Zaps. That's Ben Lee. That's our columnist. Go read his shit. It's good. But yes, please send us email. We like email. We like knowing that people love
Don't
us
you have
or
any
hate
spam
us.
You can share with us?
Oh, we haven't done the spam thing in a long time.
Spam
okay,
report.
We'll close off with
spam.
Spam
report? You're nothing like a good spam report.
Alright, seriously, you've been watching fucking Animal Planet too long. But, yeah, like nobody's gonna know you got that fucking little tune. I know Hope is glued to that channel.
Oh, God. Okay, so we got an email from Dominic Martinez. Related to you, Tony, at all?
No.
Oh, man. The subject is... The subject is, don't be left out, join millions of men in the revolution. I'm not going to click on that.
Oh.
I'm scared of it.
Men in revolution? Men. That sounds...
It's raining, man.
Hey, is it maybe it's game-related. Maybe it's the Nintendo revolution.
The next one we have is from EuroVIP Casino. Casino is spelled with an at sign.
Oh, that's... I sent that one.
This is German. Der Hochbonus aller Zeiten. I can't read this. This is in German. Let's move to the next one. We've got an email from Mabel, M-A-B-L-E. The subject is, this watch is phenomenal.
Oh, shit.
Hey, I think I've gotten that one, too.
I just got my wife a Bulgari watch, and she really loves it.
It's
I can't afford to spend $30,000 on a watch for her, or $600 on a console for her, though I would love to, but this did the trick. It looks exactly like the real thing, and she's actually glad I didn't spend $30,000, but instead save $29,750. So they're advertising a $50 watch.
Bulgari.
Wow.
This was a great
need,
experience.
Like, knockoff PS3s that cost like $80.
Dude.
Oh, they'll be out there, and they'll be
no,
like,
"No, no, no." We should write a spam mail for that and send it out.
They'll be like filled with like candy and stuff.
Oh, so we'll get it on Halloween.
Moving on,
perhaps. We've got an email from Bradley Harris. The subject is "Hello."
Oh.
Hello.
What does he? What does Bradley need?
Bradley says, more than 200 software titles from world-leading manufacturers. Oh. Windows XP Professional with Service Pack 2, $49.95. Adobe Shop. Yes, this is illegal.
Please. Get a free copy
we
of
have an email.
Else.
Ooh, we have an email from Christy Byrne.
Ooh.
With an attachment. The subject is, with fragile democracies, because right now we have a fragile government. Right. Let's see.
It's Viagra.
Big actually. News are hitting on Friday for CR... It's a stock report.
Oh.
Close.
No, you could be missing the deal of the century.
Well, how about this email from Dmitry Mikhailovich? Part-time position, correspondent manager vacancies.
Tony?
What?
Part-time position, correspondent manager vacancies. RITM company is looking for new candidates for the shipping manager position. We are the world's largest global transportation company operating in more than... Close. Sorry, Tony. You're too good for this job.
What?
What? And that's about it. I have an email from Kobayashi that it's in Japanese. I'm not going to read it.
Yay!
So, everybody, send us real email. You can talk about how we smell. I don't give a shit. I'm tired of reading about tit enlargers and penis enlargers.
Yeah, complain.
Yeah. Complain.
Oh, natural,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, send it to... Where should we send it to, Ethan?
Let me think.
Dick
at bagofmail and cock.regional.
How about... Yeah. I was really trying to get my Ridge Racer voice on, but it wasn't going to come out right, so...
Ridge Racer!
Bam.
I still haven't heard an email just from any one of you guys.
So drop some hate mail about Ethan anytime you want. It'll be
yes.
Fine.
Yeah.
His email is cockmantacular@trygames.ball.
Upper Deck Internet at trygames.net.
Upper Deck Internet at trygames.net. Oh, man, we really should be setting up Man Boob right now. But no one's going to email. So, this concludes the podcast. Send your comments to mailbag at trygames.net. And that's it. For Ethan, Tony, and Al, and yes, goodbye.
Later.
That's a terrible way to end it.
You need to stop playing around with all the clowns and the wanksters. Good girls gotta get down with the gangsters.